Don't look back because the market is closed. Good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. Tyler Harris here for today's VRA Investing Podcast, where we give you a brief market recap based on what we see in the market and, more importantly, what the VRA investing system is telling us going forward. First off, some exciting news to close out the day. Tesla's Elon Musk announced today that he was considering taking the company private at a share price of $420 a share, citing that it would be a smoother and less disruptive for the company. In his tweet, he also mentioned that the funding had already been secured and that later that current investors would be welcome to remain with a special purpose fund. On the news, Tesla finished up on the day over 9%, just under $375 a share, again, willing to take it on back to private at $420 a share. One thing is for sure, there's almost no CEO right now who knows how to play up excitement more than Elon Musk. There just certainly isn't another one. And the shorts are paying dearly for it. Just getting hammered again today. One thing that we like to see here is always fun to watch. Now, on to a few earnings as we come to the tail end of this earnings season. And as we have discussed here at length, companies are crushing it with, as of this morning, 417 S&P 500 companies read reported Q2 earnings. 82% have topped their earnings per share estimates with 25% earnings growth. So just remarkable here, 75% a beat on revenues with 11% growth, best back-to-back quarter since 2003. And we see it as increasingly likely here that the full-year earnings growth will surpass 20%. Since 1990, that's just happened three times. And fun fact for you here, the average move higher in the S&P 500 over the next year was then 24%. So as we end trading today, the S&P 500 just 14 points off of its all-time highs. And as we see it from the VRA investing system, once we get to fresh all-time highs, we will be in for a major melt-up into year-end. So let's take a look at how our indexes did today. Dow finished up on the day 0.5%, or 126 points, to finish at 25,628. The NASDAQ finishing up by 0.3%, or 23 points, to close at 7,883. The S&P 500, like I mentioned, just off of its all-time highs here. We could see that in the next few sessions, possibly tomorrow. The S&P finished up 8 points, or 0.28%, to finish at 2,858. Roughly that 2,872 mark is where we'd look. Above that would be new all-time highs. And lastly, the Russell 2000. Up 0.24% on the day, or nearly 4 points, to close at 1,688. So all four indexes that we follow here, all four of our major indexes, up on the day. Now taking a look here at our VRA market internals, advanced declines finished strong on the day with 4,565 advances to just 3,688 declines. New highs to new lows came in even better with 435 new highs to just 167 new lows. However, a little bit of a downer on the day, not a huge deal breaker here, was up-down volume, which actually came in flat to slightly negative on the day. Now, taking a look at a few commodities to close it out here, not a whole lot of action from gold today. However, it was up. As we mentioned before, to end out July, gold finished each of the last 4 months down, currently trading higher on the day, up 0.07% right now, trading at 1,218. Silver up slightly on the day as well, 0.24%, trading at 1,538. And copper with a bigger move higher today, currently up 0.79%, trading at $2.75, that is. After a down July, oil is going to try and rally back above its $70 barrel mark, currently up a small 0.03% on the day, however, trading at $69 a barrel, so we're really close there. And a fun side note here that we touch on from time to time, Bitcoin getting hit hard in the last few weeks. We saw Bitcoin trading back above its 8,000 mark for the middle of July, getting as high as 8,400. However, in the last few weeks, it's been hit all the way back down to below 7,000, currently down on the day by 0.6%, trading at 6,898. Folks, that is all that we have time for today. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to sign up to receive our daily podcast updates in your inbox. You can do so at vrainsider.com/podcast, and we will email you every day at the market close. Until next time, we'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the VRA Daily Investing Podcast. Hope you have a great rest of your day.